give me the word. Make it plain and clear to me. Give me the word. It's a light that I might see. Give me the word.
Give Me the Word, an outreach of Restoration Church Valcarron. Visit us online at restorechurch.ca. Now let's join Pastor Jeff Edwards as he brings us a word of encouragement, hope, and restoration for today.
Well, good morning, God bless. This is Pastor Jeff Edwards, and I'd like to thank you for tuning in to Give Me the Word. Remember, Give Me the Word is brought to you to help establish you in faith, to settle you, to put you beyond doubt, and bring you into a favorable position. You know, what an incredible day that we live in. We live in a day of breakthroughs. We live in a day of miracles. We live in a day that you can see the Bible scriptures and the prophecies of the Bibles opening up and fulfilling themselves on an ongoing daily basis. We live in the most exciting generation, I believe, of any generation other than the ones that saw the coming of the Messiah to be born right here on planet Earth to live out his life. We live in a day that we're seeing the fulfillment of all things in the Bible. We live in a day that I believe in the soon coming imminent return of the Lord Jesus Christ, a day that God is going to bring his people out with a mighty hand, just like he did in the book of Exodus with the children of Israel, that God's going to bring the church out. And I believe as being part of the church, we have an incredible privilege and an enormous responsibility, a privilege of living this life, a privilege of knowing our God, and a responsibility of carrying the breakthroughs, the love of God, the Word of God, and the freedom that is in Christ Jesus to all humanity. So I want to applaud you this morning all across the North. What an incredible difference we're making across Northern Ontario and around the world, those that are listening by radio right now, because we're declaring and decreeing God's Word for 2018. I believe it's a right now word. As I said, my father in the faith, Dr. Jerry Savelle, every year gets a word to focus on. And listen when I say that, to focus on for the next year. You see, it's whatever you focus on that'll have an impact in your life. If you focus on your relationship with the Lord, your life will become more and more impacted. And that's what we're doing. We're focusing on days of glory, days of his presence, his power, and his goodness. That God's presence would come on the scene in your life right now. That God's power would manifest in your life right now in freedom in so many different ways, in breakthroughs, and that God's goodness would show forth mightily in your hand, in your life. Now, these are the days of flourishing. Yes, the days of flourishing, the days of increase, the days of abounding, the days the Bible declares that the faithful shall abound in blessing. These are the days. These are the days of breakthroughs in and breaking out all over the place. I want to encourage you right now that all year long, we're going to be preaching on breakthrough and breakout in some arena. And we'd like to invite you, if you need a breakthrough in your life, if something's not working, if you're struggling, we'd like to invite you to get in touch with us and go online at restorechurch.ca or join us Sunday mornings at 1621 Valley View Road right there in Valcarron if you're in the greater Sudbury area. And I'd like to encourage you this weekend, on Sunday Night Impact Program, we're going to be with Pastor Wilbert Zavitz at the First Baptist Church right there on Castle Street in North Bay. I am so excited. So if you're listening in the greater North Bay area, come join us at First Baptist on Sunday night this week. Sunday night, and we're going to have an exciting time. We're going to present his word. We're going to pray with people. We're going to impact, and we're going to ignite and just do whatever we can to unite what God's doing all across North Bay in the area there. So come join us. When you look at a breakthrough in your life, you must understand this, that a breakthrough many times has to have something change in our life. You know, to break out of situations, you must be willing to be uncomfortable. To break out of situations, you must want more. To break out, you must be aware that change has to take place and that there has to be a mindset, an action, and an attitude. Would you say that with me? A mindset, an action, and an attitude. You know, I always taught my children, do it right away, do it all the way, and do it with a right heart. You see, there's a mindset that'll produce breakthrough in your life. There's a mindset that'll break you out of situations that you're in. You know, first many times comes the desire, then the details, the diligence, and finally the deliverance. Let me repeat that to you. Comes the desire. Do you desire to be set free? Do you desire to see things change in your life? You know, the Bible's a Bible of hope. The Bible's a book that brings us favor and comfort and God's love. But it also inspires us. Do you desire to see that situation change in your family? Are you tired of being sick and tired? Do you desire to have something new in your life? God wants you to have it. Why? Because God wants you to have an abundant life, a life that is overflowing with His goodness, a life that's overflowing with His presence, His power, a life that's overflowing with gentleness, joy, love, peace, all the fruit of the Spirit. That's the life God wants you to have. And first there must come a desire. That's why when the Bible is preached, when the Word of God is preached, hope comes alive and a desire springs forth in the lives of people. Desire. The next one is the details. You know, when you desire something, you know, there's the details that'll come forth. Then you make the decision that you're going to follow through with and have the diligence to see your deliverance. Let me repeat that to you again. The desire, the details, the decision, the diligence, and finally, the deliverance. You can say, Pastor Jeff, I just want you to lay hands on me for everything to change. Well, the book of Isaiah, chapter 10, verse 27, talks about the anointing destroys the yoke and removes the burden. And when you do an in-depth study of that, you'll find out that a couple of things transpires right there in that section of Scripture in Isaiah 10, 27. It talks about when they were fed up. That means they got to a point and a place in their life they needed something to change. But also, the anointing. When it talks about that anointing, it talks about, you know, the smearing of the oil. The anointing is used as to indicate the presence, the consecration of the things of God. And so what happens is you become separated and you become saturated with the things of God. Your desire grows to see change in your life. And not only does the desire grow, but that presence of God, that anointing of God. Yes, we are born again. The miracle of salvation is instantaneous. The process of salvation is ongoing. Oh, wholeness is where we're wanting to be. God wants you to be whole. And so hear that anointing as we spend more time on the Word of God. We make that decision, you know, that we're going to be diligent and we'll eventually see the deliverance in our life. I want you to recognize that God wants to burst forth all over your life, that God wants to break loose all over your life. And what does that look like? Breaking forth is the will of God for everyone. What is it to break forth? It means to burst forth with an increase. It means to spread out, as in the prayer of Jabez in 1 Chronicles chapter 4 and verse 10, where he prayed and he said, Lord God, that you would lengthen my cords. Lord, that you would prosper, that you would increase me. You know, folks, sometimes the Bible says that we must ask. You have not because you ask not. But when you ask, make sure you ask according to the will of God, because then God hears the prayers of the righteous. What does it mean to break forth? It means to expand in every area of your life. It is to spread abroad. And it says very clearly in the Word of God in Zechariah 1:17, it says, through prosperity shall my city spread abroad. You know what? We want to be able to influence society in a greater way. We need the blessing of God, the hand of God to manifest in so many ways in our lives. God wants us to break forth all over Northern Ontario, all around the world. It means to overflow. Oh, I like that word, overflow. I like that word, overflow. Overflow. Overflowing in joy. Overflowing in peace. Overflowing in abundance of all the things of God. If there's going to be a breaking forth or a break through in our life, there has to be a release of power in our life. The manifested power of God in our life that breaks the bondages in our life. You know, that the yoke would be removed and the burden destroyed in our life, that it would be gone and never again come to hinder us. Remember, the Bible says in Deuteronomy that God drove the enemy out little by little so that they could hold the land. You know, why does it take time sometimes to see the miracles of God manifest in our life? Because God wants you to keep your miracle. He wants you to keep what He's given you. And the Bible says the blessing of the Lord addeth no sorrow. And we get a hold of the Word of God in our life, that there'll be a release of power. And I pray that right now in the name of Jesus, that the power of God's Word will be released into your life. The power of hope, the power of the anointing of God that is on the preached Word would come forth into your situation and your circumstance. That the power of God, it says, the Word of God is the power of God unto salvation, unto wholeness. That the power of the Holy Spirit would flood into your life right now. in the name of Jesus. And what will that power do? With the release of power, there's the removal of obstacles. You know, the turning of captivity. For many, there will be the cessation of struggles. That means you're not going to be struggling the way you've been struggling. Oh, just lift up your hands right there and rejoice. And you can just say, I take that as a right now word, a word in due season, that when that power of God, when that presence of God, when that anointing of God permeates and saturates my life, that the power of God will be released into my life, and that God is going to turn the captivity in my life, and the obstacle is going to be overwhelmed and pushed aside in the name of Jesus. It says in Psalm 126 that when God turns your captivity, your mouth will be filled with laughter. That's May, my wife and I's scripture right there. That when God turns our captivity, our mouth was filled with laughter in the name of Jesus. Joy is what God wants in your life. It is the removal of captivity, where the mountains shall be leveled, the valleys filled, the crooked places made straight, and rough edges smoothed out, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed in Isaiah 40, verses 4 and 5. I pray over your life right now that there's been obstacles that have been hindering you. And I want you to understand the obstacle is not the person. The obstacle is not the situation. It's the spirit that's controlling that thing behind it. You see, for some of us, we may have obstacles that before us that don't seem to be moved because we have latched on to, I'll just say it this way, a spirit of laziness, a spirit of apathy, that we're just not stirred up. We're not desiring the breakthrough, so nothing's changing. For some of us, the obstacle may be bad habits we've developed into our life that we need to make right choices and watch what will happen. And see, God's word, his power, and the release of that power and the anointing of God that's flowing in you will help. The grace of God is real, and that will help you see these obstacles removed out of your life. There are some obstacles that we have contributed to in our life. There are some that are demonic obstacles that are set in your path to keep you from achieving what God wants. The Apostle Paul said this, there is a wide door of utterance or a wide door of opportunity, but there is many adversities. God presented him with something to do, but yet the adversity was real. Folks, can I tell you something? When God presents you with something to do, the adversity will be real. The obstacles need to be removed. You need the release of the power of God, so that things that didn't seem to be working begin to work. I prophesy that into your life right now in the name of Jesus. And why? Because you haven't quit. Why? Because you've been soaking in the presence of God. You've been soaking in the Word of God. And the anointing is beginning to just drip off of your life in the name of Jesus. And you're going to see obstacles removed. And listen, God wants to increase your life. No matter where you're at, God wants to increase your life and calls you to break forth. Because remember, it's not just about you. It's hard to meet the needs of people around you when you're struggling with your own needs. God wants you to increase and be blessed. It's hard to bring joy into other people's lives when you're full of sorrow. God wants to increase you. You see, breaking forth is many times about changing the position of where we're at. And every breaking forth is associated with increase, which is changes in size, level, and heights. Listen to this in Psalm 85, verse 12. Yes, the Lord will give what is good, and our land will yield its increase. God is for increase, for in him we live, in him we move, in him we have our being. So we see there is movement in God. God wants to move you. You know, some of us need to recognize that God wants to move us into new places, and there's going to be a breaking forth. There's going to be something that causes that breaking loose and that break forth in your life, and God's wanting to increase you and multiply you in the name of Jesus. For breaking forth, it's continuous and a speedy progress. I want you to get this in your mindset, unlimited progress. Genesis 26, verses 1 through 22, when you read that, you'll see that God declares, you shall break forth on the right hand and on the left, every side of your life enjoying increase. It says, the path of the just is as a shining sun that shines brighter and brighter until a perfect day. That's in the book of Proverbs. I apologize about that. For example, Isaac began to prosper and continued to prosper until he was very prosperous. You know, folks, you can have joy, and joy can grow and grow and grow until you're known for your joy. You can have prosperity until it grows and grows and grows until you're known for your prosperity, for your generosity. You know, folks, don't be content where things are. When you get into the Word of God, God is always expanding. He's always wanting us to increase and multiply in all arenas of our lives so we enjoy life richly and that we can impact the lives in the world for Jesus Christ. There are forces that guarantee that you will break forth. I want to take just a few minutes on these. We're talking about breaking forth. We're talking about breakthrough. We're talking about increase and abounding. We're talking about both all arenas of life, spirit, soul, and body. But that one of those is the great power of praise and worship, the great power of praise and celebration. Every time you praise God, it results in something breaking forth. Can I tell you what happens when you praise God? You shut down the enemy. Can I tell you what happens when you praise God? You open up rivers of living water flowing out of you. Can I tell you what happens when you praise God? God inhabits the praises of His people. Every time you praise God, you get a lift in life. So let's praise God. It secures His hand upon our lives. Take the time to praise Him right now. You see, Pastor Jeff, you don't know what I'm dealing with. Well, can I tell you what? People all across the North, all around the world that are listening right now, we're all dealing with something. I love what Oral Roberts says. He said, my problems are bigger than your problems because they're my problems. Folks, can I tell you what? There's somebody in the body of Christ going through what you're going through right now, and they've gotten the victory on the other side, and they'll tell you the reason they got the victory and the reason they had peace in it and what they did when they didn't understand anything. They just praised God for His goodness, for His goodness and His mercy endureth forever. Just declare that right now over your situation. Say, His goodness and His mercy. His goodness and His mercy liveth forever. Say this right now. Say, God's mercy and His compassion is every day new. Say, God's mercy and His compassion is every day new. Now, just to begin declaring this, God, I thank You for all the good things You've done. You know, Lord, I thank You that I'm alive to give praise to You right now. And as you begin to recall the victories of God in your life, ask the Holy Spirit right now to show you where in your life God has already given you victory by taking a lion down and a bear down and recognize this giant will come down too. Just begin to praise Him. Every time you increase your commitment to God, it causes you to break forth. When you break forth in singing, it results in increase. Every time you praise God, listen to this, your enemy gets a breakdown and you get a breakthrough. Oh, hallelujah. Get your breakthrough today. Praise Him for His goodness. Praise Him for His favor. Praise Him for His wisdom. Praise Him for His understanding. Praise Him from the morning to the noon to the setting of the sun to all night long. Praise Him. Just lift your voice with praise and declare that God is good and His mercy endureth forever. Declare this, that God's favor is upon your life. Declare this, that God hears the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous right now and that you are shouting with a voice of triumph. Declare that God has given you the victory over this giant. Praise Him right now and watch your enemy have a breakdown. The power. How do you get the breakthrough? Revelation. There's a force of revelation. I pray the spirit of wisdom and revelation come alive and come upon you right now. It's the ability to see beyond the obstacles. You don't need to be intimidated, and it takes revelation. There are no elevations without revelation. You don't need to be intimidated. Takes a revelation. How did David see Goliath? He saw Goliath when he says, you know what? You come against me with a sword and with this, and I come to you in the name of the Lord God Almighty, meaning my weapons are bigger and stronger and more powerful, and you're not fighting me, you're fighting God. Well, folks, get a revelation right now that He always causes us to triumph in Christ. Get a revelation right now that Jesus leads us in a perpetual parade of victory. Get a revelation right now. It says that by faith we overcome the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Get a revelation right now. It says that we rule and reign in this life through grace and righteousness. Hallelujah. Oh, folks, get a hold of it right now. You know, when you get a revelation, you see beyond the obstacle. You see a God that is bigger than any problem. You see a promise that is able to put you into the place of peace in the midst of every problem. Well, folks, what are you looking at? You need a revelation. So I'm going to pray for you this morning. I'm going to pray that the spirit of wisdom and revelation, just because the preaching of the word is going forth, the anointing, the level of the presence and the power of God is increasing in your life right now, and faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. I'm going to pray that the power is being released. Now I'm going to pray that the revelation is being released. Father, I thank You. It says that the Holy Spirit is the spirit of wisdom and revelation. that he reveals to us and leads us into the truth, and that the truth sets us free. Lord, I pray for the entire radio listening audience and those around the world right now, Father, that you would just touch them with wisdom and revelation. Give them insight, ideas, and concepts. Let them see, Father, just as the prophet prayed that his servant would see the reality of what's going on, that there are more with you than are against you. Lord, I pray right now for the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Lord, I pray that the manifestation of the Spirit, those with the Holy Spirit, it says that it would be word of knowledge and word of wisdom. Lord, I pray for the activation of that flowing into the lives of people. I believe, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you'll tell people where to go and where to stay. I believe you'll tell them what to do, Lord. I pray that they'll hear your voice, and no other voice will they hear, regardless of what the world may say. I believe your word declares that in the multitude of counselors there's safety. Why? Because in the midst of counsel, there is peace and safety, because your spirit is a unifying, cooperative spirit. Lord, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you that even as people pass through challenges, it doesn't mean we've arrived at the final destination. For your word declares, yea, though I walk through the shadow of the valley of death, I shall fear no evil, for you are with me. What is that? For you are with me. They got a revelation that God is with them. Folks, you need a revelation that God is with you, not just that he's in you, but that he's with you. Can I tell you something? God is for you and not against you. Can I tell you, no weapon formed against you will prosper, and every tongue that rises against you shall be condemned, for this is the heritage of the righteous. Can I tell you that nothing can separate you from the love of God? Can I tell you these things? Why? Because God's word declares him, and God is not a man that he should lie, and God's word is truth. His spirit is truth. And Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. When you get a hold of that as a revelation, something will change in your life. When you get a hold of the revelation, the anointing continues to increase. And guess what? You begin to see breakthroughs all over in your life. One man said this, "There is no mountain anywhere. Every man's ignorance is his mountain." Folks, what's the obstacle? You just need a revelation. You not only need a revelation, you need to praise God. Praise God. And watch what God will do. There needs to be an expectancy. You see, faith carries an expectancy. Our trust in Jesus has an expected end. Folks, you got to be expectant. What you don't expect, you don't receive. Why? Because faith is the substance of things hoped for. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence that they're yours before they're seen. I want to see the entire church of the Lord Jesus Christ get to the place of the centurion. When Jesus said, "I will come," and he says, "You don't need to come, just speak the word." So that when I speak a word of healing, there's such expectancy because we've preached and declared healing all across the north and around the world that people receive healing because they're expecting it. That we speak breakthrough and we teach and we minister and the anointing increases and saturates them and there begins to be breakthroughs and breakouts in their lives and they expect it. I learned a long time ago, preacher, listen to me. If you're not seeing salvations, if you're not seeing healings, if you're not seeing breakthroughs, if you're not seeing restorations, it's probably because we're not preaching and teaching it. Because the Bible declares, faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. That's why it's important to be connected. That's why it's important to be part of a local church, and I encourage you to be part of a local church. You know, you need to put a demand on the things. The Bible says faith is our victory. It's how we overcome the world. The Bible says, you know, that with God, all things are possible. Expectation is so crucial. What is characteristics of an expectant faith? It sees victory in the midst of storms. It sees promises instead of problems. It sings praises instead of complaining and murmuring. It speaks victory in the face of the mountains, as it says in Mark 11, 23 and 24, that if you'll say to that mountain, "Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea," and don't doubt what you say, you'll have what you say. The Bible declares that God started it all by saying, "In the beginning God said." The Bible declares Abraham, that Abraham called those things that be not as though they are. Jesus, when people came to him, he said, "What are you expecting?" Well, folks, I say the same thing to you. You know, we must first speak into our victory and declare that God's word is true. Faith that is expectant acts boldly in the face of challenges. Sometimes you just got to do something different. I don't know what it is, and I don't assume to know what it is, but I'm going to pray that your faith is increasing right now. I'm going to pray for a holy boldness for you in the name of Jesus. I'm going to pray for breakthrough. I'm going to pray that the greatest thing that you can do right now is spend more time in the Word of God and with Jesus. So I don't know where you're at with your walk with the Lord right now, but I want to encourage you that if you don't know Jesus, that you would ask Him into your heart today. The Bible says that you ask Jesus into your heart, that you believe that He is the Lord God Almighty, that He died for your sin, and that He rose again. And so if you've never prayed that simple prayer, just pray this. Say, Heavenly Father, thank you for the Lord Jesus, my Savior. I call you Lord of my life. I put you in charge of my life. I turn from my way of living and ask you to teach me your way of living. Lord, I believe you died for all of my sin, all of my shortcomings. I believe you were raised from the dead so that I might live again and be with you. I believe this. Holy Spirit, come fill me. Thank you. In Jesus' name. If you pray a simple prayer like that with all your heart, the Bible says that God does the miracle of salvation, does the miracle of the new birth, and salvation is the process of getting breakthroughs and allowing that presence of God to change your life and reflect Jesus. We'd like to hear from you. This is Jeff Edwards, and you can get in touch with us going online at restorechurch.ca, restorechurch.ca. Want to encourage you, go to church somewhere this weekend. You know, if you're in the greater Sudbury area, we're Valley View Road, 1621 Valley View Road, right there in Valcaring. Come join us Sunday mornings at 10:30. And this Sunday night, we are so excited that we're going to be at First Baptist in North Bay, and our Impact program, it goes live at 7. There'll be a time of worship at 6:30 to 7. Come join us if you're in the greater North Bay area, all Mattawa and Sudridge. Come join us, and let's worship God together, and I'm going to bring a good word on breakthrough. I'd love to pray with you. Pastor Wilbert Zavitz has opened up his church to unify the North Bay area and to allow us the privilege of being an igniter and a uniting force right there in North Bay. We're so thankful for it. We've been believing God for a long time. So join us this Sunday night at First Baptist on Castle Street, right there in North Bay, for the Impact program. Goes live across the network. We love you. God loves you. And remember this, Jesus is risen. Victory is sure. Give me the
word. Thank you for tuning in to Give Me the Word with Pastor Jeff. For more faith-building messages and resources, visit us online at restorechurch.ca. Remember, Jesus is risen. Victory is assured.
Give Me the Word, sponsored by NeoCon, for all your Poured Foundation needs. Call 969-1626.